Hello, 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 hello. You are listening to UCC 98.3 FM. This is Crow's Nest, man. It's Wednesday morning. It's always Crow's Nest on the start of the Wednesday morning. You should know this by now. I'm going to get angry if you don't know this by now. I'm the host, Aaron Crowley, barking like the filthy animal he is. James, how are you this morning, man?
I'm in a good mood this morning.
We're both in a good mood.
I'm in a good mood.
Thank God.
Even though it's not the great weather, but... screw it.
And it doesn't happen often that we're both in a good mood.
No, we're always like, oh, I'm
yeah, we're usually pretty miserable until the monster kicks in.
Yeah, the monster.
Speaking of the monster, we gotta go get some stuff done. Because as usual,
we gotta get stuff ready.
We spent our morning talking instead of doing what we needed to do.
We gotta catch up.
I need to go to the toilet, man. You gotta keep it real on Crow's Nest. So we're gonna fly from the nest.
Keeping it fresh.
You might hear this tune a lot today, man. You might hear it a lot because it's a new release. And fine Cork band, fine Kinsale band. Fantastic, if you will. Just announced a UK tour.
Amazeballs.
And a little Ireland tour. You know, 3 shows in Ireland. I think it's like 6 or 7 shows in the UK. I mean, fair play to them, man. This is unreal.
Ah, fair play, babe.
By Cardinals. What a tune. Give it a listen. Yes, now. That was Unreal by Cardinals, which is a pretty unreal tune. And we're going to kick it into the next song because we're feeling groovy this morning. We're feeling movie. And speaking of songs, a little shout out, I suppose. Oh, I'm doing an event happening this evening
Thursday. Just small, pretty niche.
Insignificant event.
Yeah.
Just it doesn't really matter.
Bit obscure.
It's the Battle of the Bands, First heat is on tonight. Next heat is on next week, on Thursday. Doors are at 8 for both. Both in Cypress Avenue.
What's that date? Tell them the date.
Well, today is the 21st. Today's the 21st, and doors are at 8 o'clock.
Do the quick math.
Heat 1 plus 7 plus 1. The 29th.
Carry the 2 times it by 2 squared.
You can tell I'm a good
square root it.
Good economic student, right? The 29th, Thursday 29th. We got Heat 2, where me and the boys, Blonde,
nice.
We will be playing Heat 2. So make sure you rock up, man. If you're an avid listener of Crow's Nest, I'm pretty sure we actually read the stats there, me and James, very secretly. I think it's like 98.99% of UCC students and alumni and staff listen to Crow's Nest every single Wednesday morning. I heard the story of a lecturer put Crow's Nest on for the entire hour of his lecture, 9 to 10.
God.
Just because they love us so much. So make sure you rock up. Battle of the Bands tonight. Battle of the Bands next Thursday, 8 p.m. Cypress Avenue. And it's actually very interesting this year. Because unlike the other years.
If you meet and greet with me, I'll be in the crowd. I'll be like giving out autographs while Aaron will be busy playing.
You will see James from Crow's Nest potentially in the crowd of Battle of the Bands.
Potentially? No, I will be there.
You will be there. Okay.
I will be there.
So we've guaranteed evidence. Now, the problem with announcing that is we'll probably have hundreds of thousands of people rock up.
Yeah, no, I probably can't go because I'll be just like bombarded.
Yeah, you're going to have to have security.
Oh, no.
Higher security.
I'm going to get bodyguards.
The interesting thing this year compared to the other year's Battle of the Bands, is that there's actually intervarsities.
Intervarsities?
Is that the word? Between colleges.
Yeah.
Intervarsities.
I would know that because intervarsity trampoline competitions.
Yeah, oh, sorry. Yeah, James is esteemed trampolinist. We got two winners out with 4 bands of Heat 1. We'll face the 2 winners of the 4 bands of Heat 2 in the final at UCC. Then the 2 winners of that will go on to face the 2 winners of the UL Battle of the Bands.
UL is doing Battle of the Bands.
UL is doing Battle of the Bands.
I was expecting you to say like UCD or something.
No, it's UL.
Is it just UL?
Us against UL then, the final to crown the ultimate Battle of the Bands champion.
Wait, is it only a Munster thing? Only Munster competition?
No, I think it's probably the only 2 colleges that kind of got in touch with each other.
Yeah.
In terms of the music societies.
Oh, yeah, actually.
And something... this song, I actually put the song in because I had a little story about this song. So let me try to remember it. This is Sunday Morning by the Velvet Underground and obviously Nico. Enjoy.
Nico.
Just a restless feeling by my side. Early dawning, Sunday morning. It's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind. Someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning, and I'm falling. I've got a feeling I don't want to know. Somewhere around.
god. We'll come back.
Sunday morning.
That was a very peaceful song.
That's a lovely tune. Now, next up we have James' song. We're not going to play that for a bit. We're going to chat for a little bit. But after James' song, I got a little game for the listeners today.
Uh-oh.
Because for the first time in Crow's Nest history, other than James' song, James has had input in the curation of the playlist. James has added...
How did you just pronounce that? Say creation.
No, curation. Like, you know, when you curate a playlist.
I thought you said creation.
No, don't worry. I'm not that... I'm not that asleep.
Okay.
This fine Wednesday morning. Not Sunday morning, Wednesday morning. I have a little game after James' song, which is coming up next. Which is... Who added the song to the playlist? Aaron or James? There is roughly 5 songs following James' song.
God damn.
And 3 of them I put in. 2 of them James put in. And... get on to us, radio_crowsnest on the Instagram, and let us know who put in which song to the playlist. And I think it might be a little bit harder than you think, but if you really think about it, it's probably easy.
Yeah.
Now I got a little story, and it's one of those stories that, you know, if I tell it, someone be like, you know, you couldn't beat that story out of me. You know, like, I'd take that to the grave. But maybe it's not as bad
beat
as I think.
Beat that boy with a bad smack.
So I'm looking for opinions on my story. Because I made a little bit of a blunder at work Saturday.
You did.
So, I was on Tills, right?
The Tills.
Saturday evening. It's probably around 6:20 past 6.
Okay.
And this little girl came up buying sweets, and there was a line behind her.
Mm.
And this little girl was gas. She was probably only like 6-7 years old, man. And she was literally, she had the mannerisms and the confidence of a fully grown woman. She was like, I asked the obvious questions, cash or card.
Yeah.
Like, do you need a bag? All the stuff I'm required to ask by my job.
Yeah.
And just the way she held herself was unbelievable, right? So she walked off. You know, she was like basically like a little old fella, right? And the next person who came up to me, he also noticed it.
Yeah.
And he was smiling, and I was like, oh, that was gas. And he was like, yeah, that was gas. Yeah, that was quite funny. You know, she had the mannerisms of a fully grown adult.
But that's like such a culty thing.
You
never see that in the city. Well, I don't see it in the city anywhere. Ever since I moved out of West Cork, like, I don't see that anymore.
Yeah. But then, this is where the blunder comes in.
Oh.
So... Oh yeah, we're praising this girl's maturity.
Yeah.
In dealing with doing something by herself, you know, at that age.
Independence.
So I tried to say something along the lines of, oh, when I was that age, I was barely able to tie my shoelaces. This sort of thing, you know, like.
Yeah, I've been just joking.
Yeah. However, I said.
Oh no.
I said, when I was that age, I could barely walk. This poor man. I don't know what it is that he has, but he can barely walk.
Oh.
And I said to him,
oh.
When I was that age, I could barely walk. This man was like 60 years old, 50.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, you know, not old enough that it's like, you know, like he has like, you know, one of those, like, he's not really old.
Oh,
like he doesn't have one of those, but like, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know. Can you describe like how he walked?
You know that guy in South Park with the crutches and he drags one leg? Timmy or something. Jimmy
has the 2 crutches.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Oh, okay.
Similar to that, but no crutches.
Okay.
So,
Jimmy can't walk.
Oh, yeah, his legs don't even work.
His legs don't work.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, that doesn't even make sense. Wait, so as in like when he's walking.
Is he like limping side to side?
Like he's like.
It could be like...
Like, you know, kind of like dragging one leg and,
okay.
And stuff. You know, like, I don't know what
I was
it
just
is.
Thinking
I don't know.
Like a little, like, you know when like old people get like arthritis and stuff?
No, because he's not that old.
Oh.
You know, he's probably had it all his life type thing. Like, he's okay. Like, I just kind of felt really bad.
Mm.
That was really like tone deaf of me. And I noticed it straight away. I even physically went, oh.
I think that might have made it worse.
It probably did. I do be saying some questionable stuff to people at the till. So if you're ever in Bandon on a Friday or Saturday between the hours,
don't go to deals if you don't want to get.
I won't give out my personal
violated.
Information of a time I work in case there's people looking to kill me. And they want to find out where I am.
After you.
Yeah, there's so many people after me for the controversies I cause, the controversial statements I make. But yeah, I thought that was a...
I can't believe you did that.
That was quite bad for me.
I can just imagine like the realization in your face.
But you know what it is, man? I think it's a... It was ignorant enough.
Ignorant enough.
You know, it wasn't like actually... I wasn't trying to offend the man.
Well, that's not ignorance. That's more... You're just a bit slow realizing.
Yeah, I suppose.
Ignorance would be more like you do realize and then you just still say it anyway.
I think ignorance would be you don't even realize even after the fact. Like you were just ignorant to the fact that you just said something
like,
that probably
I feel like you like know deep down, but you're just like...
To be honest though, and I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this, and I think in my contract this isn't even a little talk about the company that
we
I work for.
We love the company.
In a bad light. And this isn't anything on the company. This is just my experience.
You probably don't know that
there.
Quote, actually. I'm quoting Markiplier.
Oh, yeah.
We love the company.
I guarantee 0% of the listeners
the company.
Know
I don't care.
About.
It's so funny when he says that.
But this same guy, yeah. I had a conversation with him maybe last month as well. And essentially what happened was, long story short, one day our card machine wasn't working. And the next day, our tills, we had no cash in the tills because the person who was supervising wasn't able to open the safe. Because it was stuck or whatever. Like, it's a big
safe.
So this guy came into me like a week after this happens, right? Mm. And word got around, because you know the way people talk.
They like to gossip.
They do.
Spread the word.
So people started thinking that we were no longer taking cash.
Oh.
Then other people started thinking we were no longer taking card. Because within a 3-day period, it was cash only. And then
you
it was
want
card
this?
Only.
Okay, give me imaginary money.
Well, thank God I wasn't there. I would love to have been there. I kind of love a bit of organized chaos. But this guy came in and he stopped me while I was on the shop floor and he asked, oh, what's the story? And I hadn't heard it. I was like, well, what do you mean? And he was like, oh, there's, you know, someone was talking to me. And we shop here frequently.
Frequently?
Look, man, it's so early in the morning. I'm still asleep.
Frequently.
And he said, someone would say, yeah, we shop here frequently. And is it now cash only? I said, no. This is the same guy, by the way, you know, who I was talking about still. Then he said, oh, is it card only from now on? I was like, no. And I explained to him the situation that there was probably just a miscommunication. Now, I don't know, was it the way I said it that he thought he could say what he said? But I said, look, we have like a good few of our staff, like a good few of my colleagues. English isn't their first language. So there was probably just a miscommunication, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he went, and I hope no one knows this man and where it gets back to him. Because that'd be kind of embarrassing for me, but I can hold my own. I'm a grown man. He said, oh, I have a lot of those at work. I've just stopped talking to them.
Of those.
Never understand what they're saying.
I have a lot of those.
And me?
That's like saying, those people, or these, or you're one of those people.
Yeah. Like, and he went, oh yeah, I don't talk with them anymore. I can't understand what they're saying. And me having
that part, fair enough, I guess.
Literally zero backbone. I went, yeah, same, yeah, God, yeah.
I would have just said fair enough.
Maybe it just shows how pathetic I am, man.
No, you just wanted to just like zip shut up.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well. I'm just gonna appease. But then, you know, they appeased Hitler and he didn't really do anything good.
Jesus Christ.
So I can't really advocate.
You're comparing a man who can barely walk to Hitler?
No, that's absolutely incorrect. For the record, I'm comparing appeasement to the appeasement, in general, to the appeasement of Hitler.
Yeah, but you're still comparing this
situation.
Can you
even say Hitler on the radio?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know what's allowed and not allowed
that,
anymore.
Maybe you can't say that specific...
events that occurred and stuff.
Not the event, the specific
thing
that you say.
Oh, yeah. I got you, yeah. See, man, I don't know. A lot of these listeners are our friends and our family members. So they would have known us when we were young, for the most part. So they would have known what we were like.
Yeah. Except you, Sandra.
Except Sandra. Sorry, Sandra. However... Whoever's listening now, and I've even had it said to me.
Oh.
And I don't know, is this a...
Oh, I'm concerned.
Downside to our character, or just the way life is. I feel like it's just the way life is. people who listen say, who know me personally.
Mm. Do they know me?
Yeah, maybe not well.
Do I know them?
Probably, it's irrelevant. But if Alice said to me, and I, it's very strange hearing me talk for periods of time without cursing.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I feel weird.
Look, talking. We've had some slip-ups on Crow's Nest, both of us.
Mainly me, though. Mainly me, because, like, I cannot go a sentence without actually, like, cursing, so.
I feel like that's a testament to the time we myself. Grew up. That's a testament to the time we grew up in.
Though. UCC's restricting who I am.
And I bring up that point because on that screen, we have a screen in front of us, two TV screens, one shows the time, and one has like flashing images that flash every...
Is that meant to say, I don't know politics, or is it...
30 seconds. Yeah, that's I don't know politics. It's not on the shows. And here we have a radio guide, and hashtag 3 is avoid swearing. Now, the fact that they were to avoid swearing, not swearing is prohibited, I think it goes to show that people our age, man, they swear.
They really do.
And look... People of all ages swear.
Yeah.
A lot. And I don't know, but I'm going to say it, man. Probably the town we grew up in the time we grew up in, the town we grew up in, that's just the way it was. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think it's just the way of the world.
Yeah. Like, I don't think I know anyone who wouldn't... Mm.
But
see, like in college, like my college friends, like in college, I don't know how they can like control themselves, some of them, but then when on a night out, my God, it's like they store it all up.
People just let loose.
They let loose and they're cursing every second word.
Oh!
And I'm like, you're not who I thought
you
were. Yeah, you
didn't expect that from how they carry on.
Or like, it's like, you know, I'm getting ready for a night. I'm like, oh, it isn't going to be like, this person I'm going out with, it's that person that I'm going out with.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
In the same body, but it's that person, not this person.
I suppose the drink will do that to people as well, though. Because you have to understand, like, with us anyway, we grew up generally with parents that didn't mind us cursing too much.
But then when we go outside, we really abuse that.
And then you got other people whose parents are strict as a... I don't know what's something that's strict. Strict as a strict thing.
Strict as a strict person.
Strict as a stick in the mud.
What?
I don't know. A stick in the mud is a saying.
Isn't that like, I'm stuck, I don't know.
I think a stick in the mud,
isn't that like a quote for, or something to say when you're stuck?
No, I think a stick in the mud is someone who like, is stuck in their, stuck in their ways.
Yeah.
And like, they're just a certain way and they're not really adept to change. Yeah, not physically
stuck, more mentally stuck. Stuck in the past. Stuck in the past. They're not living in the present. Man.
Oh, I've been thinking. Screw that last conversation. I've been thinking recently, man. I've got to live more in the present again, man. Going back to my philosophical type of ways. I don't know, man. The last 6 months have just, like... I remember New Year's Eve 2023 like it was last week. It is now the end of February.
What month was it 6 months ago? August.
January, December, August. November, September, August.
Oh my God, that was when we went...
July.
No, it was August. Because I know March and September are 6 months apart. So February and August.
August is when we went on the trip.
Yeah, that was nearly 6 months ago now.
Europe trip. That does not feel 6 months.
How long does it feel? I think it feels longer.
Wow, for me, I feel like the time...
This month has been going on for so long. Valentine's Day was like a month ago.
Not for me, like, man.
I want March to come along.
I was here last week by myself, no James, Valentine's Day alone, where I cried. And I said to the audience, if you missed last week's show, I said to the audience, if you don't have a Valentine, you can be my Valentine. No one got back to me on that, so I'll take that as a...
I will be your very late Valentine.
Sorry?
I'll be your very, very late Valentine.
See, I said that on air last week. I was going to ask James to be my Valentine. He probably would have said no anyway, is what I said. So now I was sitting there all alone. But,
I was off for Valentine's Day.
That last week, it doesn't feel like a week for me. The time is just passing so fast, man. And
it's ever since COVID.
It is.
Like those 4 years ago.
It is. Yeah.
People are like, oh, look, it felt like 6 months. Like, no, to be honest, it probably felt like 2 years.
Have we ever really talked? How did you
Did I what?
Feel about COVID looking back?
I was very much an introvert back then, so I didn't mind the whole staying at home. One thing I just remember about online, like, online schooling was dreadful, though. Like, that was awful.
That was terrible.
I do remember my maths teacher, Mr. Hayes. You remember him?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I remember he...
Name drop.
He didn't give us... No, he didn't give us school on Wednesday... No, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And he's like, okay, we'll do a double on Tuesday and Thursday. This was in fifth year when we didn't have double maths yet.
Oh, yes.
Right? So... And I was like, okay, cool. Like, I get a free thing. But then, like, that was before I was, you know, not realizing I'm not going to go to all my online classes.
Oh, no.
And then I don't think I remember going to a single... No, I did go to a few maths. But, like, he said he was going to do double, but he never actually did a double. So he just gave us two classes of maths a week.
Oh.
And, like, somehow we still got through the entire course.
Wow, yeah, true, actually, yeah.
Like, that's why we were a little bit more behind than compared to you, but we still finished it, like...
True.
It was strange, and, like, sometimes he'd be just like, oh, okay, like, we're done now, and it was, like, 20 minutes in.
Look, the online schooling was terrible. If there was an early class, I used to wake up, join the call, so that the teacher could see I'm in the call, and go to sleep.
I did that for English.
Did not care. I used to go onto calls... say during history, and I actually very much enjoyed history, and we had a great teacher at the time.
Oh, what was his name?
Vinny.
Oh, Vinny. I was thinking teacher. Who's the one you had in sixth year? What was his name? The one who shouted.
Oh, Mr. Driscoll.
Mr. Driscoll.
Yeah, top Donnie dog. Top Donnie. But I used to just toss on the online class and just play drums for the hour, just practice rudiments on my pad, play on my electric kit before I broke 400 euros down the drain. Oof. Stupid thing.
Rip.
It's because I hit the thing too hard. It's my own fault, but. But besides the point, I was also very introverted back then, even more so than I am now. Disregard all the debts, all of that stuff. Due to COVID, actual lockdown, my experience, I loved it. I loved it. I was going on walks. I was listening to music from dusk till dawn, from dawn till dusk.
You were wearing the hi-vis during the day as well. You were going all out and I was just there in all black.
Me and James used to go on walks together because we used to be neighbours.
Until I moved away, I've evolved.
Yeah, until he left us. we used to go on walks during COVID time because, you know, clear the head. Look, this is before you weren't allowed to see other people.
This was like...
We followed the rules.
This was like in the first month. This was like April, May...
And we used to go on walks during the daytime, and I used to wear a high vis, but I wore a high vis because we'd be walking country roads, and if you're walking country roads and you're turning a corner, you have no idea how fast the car will come around that corner and hit you.
That's why you use your ears and you listen. If there's a car, then you back up. If there's no car, walk ahead.
I loved COVID times, man, because I played video games all the time, me and James.
Bro just turned into Queso, but anyway.
I don't know who
that is. Do you not know who Queso is?
No.
The streamer.
No.
Oh my God.
I don't watch TikTok anymore. I don't have it anymore. I deleted it.
You're like an old person now.
Oh man. I can't. It's bad for
you. Well, there's definitely some of you who know who Queso is. Sandra, you know who Queso
is. Yeah, Sandra.
Yeah. She'll agree with me that you because he does this like he's overweight but people always make fat jokes about him, but he takes on a chin and he doesn't mind it. Like, he encourages
that stuff.
And they're so creative and they're so funny. And he does this thing where he like rates food and then he just goes like shrimp Alfredo and he goes like afterwards or something. That's exactly what you did,
man. I was told, disregard the COVID chat, I was told, man, by Rigo. No, Rigo. I love Rigo. He said he was listening to Crow's Nest, the last episode that was posted on Spotify. Hi, Rigo, if you listen to this one, man. And he said that sometimes I just be saying some sus stuff into the microphone.
Yeah, you do.
I don't really know what I'd be saying, man. I have no idea what I'd be saying wrong.
I give you looks across this table right now, and I'm like, what are you saying?
Like, I think it's when I whisper and stuff. I'd be like...
When you go up like this.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's just the dynamics, man. Like,
it's also more than just what he says, Rigo. It's also the way he looks at me sometimes.
Yeah, but the audience don't get to see that. And that's the beauty.
That's why I'm letting them know.
That's the beauty of faceless entertainment, man. Let's kick it into James' song.
James,
we've been waffling for way too long. and we're still trying to play the game
chat
of who played, who added what songs
W's
to play
in the chat.
Chat.
W's in the chat. Oh, do you not?
Of course, I know W's in the chat.
Okay, good, I'm good, good, like, good.
I am,
okay,
I'm somewhat chronically on.
Oh, thank God. If
two, three,
know that, no.
Four. James song.
James song. I'm off key.
It's the James song. I don't even know keys. This is Walking Around by Eldar Kedem.
Eldar Kedem. There's none of that.
Kind of obscure artist here. 70,000 monthly listeners.
I'm just underground like that. I'm just really underground.
Keep that in mind now when we're when you're listening out for the following songs throughout this episode of Who Put It In, James or Crow.
I don't think the rest of my songs are.
They're not, and neither are mine. Mine are all well known as well. But this is Walking Around. This is James' song. Enjoy.
Such a tune.
It is currently 36 minutes past 9, Wednesday, 21st of February. As I said, first heat of Battle of the Bands is on today. Make sure you go to it. It's actually a fine lineup. I'll get the lineup there for you now in a second.
Fine line.
You walk the fine line. Look, I know I've talked about this. I think I've talked about it in solo eps, but I might as well bring it up while James is here. Potentially, he'll have an opinion that either differs from mine or similar to mine.
I don't know.
How people get as much done in a day as they do.
Say that again?
Basically, I'll give an example.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I have no college on Tuesdays. I have an entirely free day. Yeah, I'm only in Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. I have no college on a Tuesday. I have work on Friday and Saturday, and I have no college on a Sunday. That's how my weeks go, yeah.
Sorry?
You don't even go to lectures, man. Don't talk to me about sorry.
Excuse me, my mom's listening.
Well, no, he actually does go to lectures. I just need some sort of firing range. I yesterday, no work,
I actually did stuff during the day. Like, I was productive. I woke up. I practiced some polyrhythms.
Polyrhythms.
Just some drum stuff.
Polyrhythms.
For like 40 minutes. I studied for an hour and a half. I went to the gym for an hour and a half. I went and played drums and jammed with Rigo for two and a half hours. Which is decently productive.
Yeah.
However, and I've said this before, and I don't even know if I said it to you.
You said it before.
I think I've said it to you. If I have something on in the day, I'm not going to want to do anything else that day. As in, I have college today, 10 till 4 lectures.
Yeah.
I then have the evening free. I plan on going to Heat 1, the Battle of the Bands. I have a free period from when I get home at 4 to when I have to leave at 7 to go up for Battle of the Bands. That's 3 hours.
Mm.
I could go to the gym. I could go get a haircut, which I've wanted to get for weeks. I could clean my room. I could do as in anything productive.
But you're not going to.
I'm going to play FIFA. Yeah. I already know I'm going to go play FIFA.
Like after college today, I'm just going to... I'm going to do some assignments.
Well, an assignment, like... Before my lecture and then go to my lecture, go home and do nothing.
Well, you know the reason I bring up this kind of point is because yesterday I was talking with Bernie, our good friend Bernie.
Bernie.
His course is obviously very intensive.
Pharmacy.
He's obviously pharmacy. Very lots of hours during the week.
Yeah. STEM. This is like you're not used to that. Us STEM students, I have like max, including my labs, I can be in for 26 hours.
Okay, what does STEM stand for?
Science, technology, engineering, mechanics.
Yeah, fair enough, man. Fair enough. I can't fault you there. However, he has a jam-packed week.
Yeah.
As you say, as most STEM students do.
Yes.
Yet, he still manages to go to the gym four or five, six days a week.
He loves it. It's like me in training. He loves
the gym. No, I know, but
the gym.
I very much enjoy the gym. When I'm there, it's a matter of fact of getting there. It's the same thing. Yeah. I don't mind cleaning my room. It's just a matter of fact of getting myself to start it.
But the amount, like how passionate he is about the gym, do you really think he would be like, oh, I have to go to the gym?
Okay.
In his case.
I'm quite passionate about drums. When we had band room before we got kicked out, I had literally hundreds of hours over the last 4 years of potentially... hundreds of free hours of being able to go down and practice drums.
Mm.
I have used, probably out of all that free time that I could have went down and practiced, I've probably used maybe 2% of that to actually go down and practice.
Okay, but how much have you actually practiced overall? Would you say it's a lot?
Over the last 2 years, no. When I first started drumming, it was COVID times. As I said, I had nothing else on, so I was practicing
between
3 and 8 hours a day. Like,
just because you have free time, though, like, doesn't mean you do or don't go. There's other factors. Like, you're tired, you've college, you've life.
True, but I feel like more so than others, I struggle to actually do something else when I have something on.
Like me in training, a lot of times I really don't want to go.
Yeah.
But like, it's not even like a motivator. It's more enforced. Like being on the committee, like sometimes like, oh, like, we need a committee member and we need someone else, that we need a coach, and I'm both.
You bring up sometimes, a fantastic point there.
Sometimes I'm like, I'm willing to put myself down and go. And also, actually, we're helping these intellectually disabled students. And I'm the one I'm the one who's like, you know, their supervisor or whatever, their counselor. Like, she comes to me with all the questions and stuff. So, like, if they're going, I'm there, but also other people are helping me.
That's very truly, yeah.
Yeah, so like, you know, that's Monday and Thursday.
Uh-huh.
So I have to be there both those days. And I don't like going Thursdays because Thursdays they have the tumbling track out. And Thursdays is just not a good day for me.
I'd be trying to wake up early. Say on day, like yesterday, say I don't have college.
Yeah.
And early for me, I know it differs for everyone depending on their lifestyle. But early for me.
Yeah.
In the current position I'm in the way I live. Early for me is between 8 and 10 in the morning. That's early. That otherwise, I'll sleep until 11 or 12.
Yeah, I agree.
So yesterday, I set my alarm for 10 past 9.
Yeah.
As soon as that alarm went off, I opened my phone, set an alarm for 10:30 and went back to sleep. And it happens every time. However, I woke up this morning 10 to 7 because you got to leave extra early because of traffic to get here for 9.
You woke up at 10 to 7. I've been awake since 5:30.
Nice. I'm earlier than you.
Anyway.
It is. But if, say, I had a lecture at 9 this morning, I wouldn't have gone in because I got terrible sleep last night. Mm. But because I feel like I have an obligation to go here to Crow's Nest, it makes me wake up early.
How I feel about training.
Which is good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. Like.
So maybe I just need to add more obligation into doing things.
Well, okay, yeah, like.
How do I do that then?
I also agree that, what'd you say, 8 to 10 is early?
Yeah, I think
it's early. But yeah, I still find myself on Tuesday and Friday morning skinning up at like 5:30, 6:00 for training at 7 to 9 a.m. So I can go to my lectures right after. Because I will not wake up for my lectures.
Yeah, I will
wake up for training and then go to my lectures. I will not wake up for my lectures. It's like a motivator. Especially on Friday, because Friday's such a good day. Because then finish at 9, I have an hour. So I go get breakfast with a few of my friends and then I go to my lectures. So I'm nice and full and then I go for my lectures.
Nice.
And then that's my Friday.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to kick into a tune.
Yee.
Now, out of the next two tunes, I'll give you this hint because we might not get all the 5 tunes left in for the time period that remains for Crow's Nest. Out of the next two tunes, one I added, one James added. So let's see if we can figure it out. Remember, text in to radio_Crow's Nest Instagram and the winner will potentially get a reply. This is a message to you, replies, Rudy, so. By The Specials. Enjoy.
Hoffman always playing. Solid as I'm waving, solid as I'm waving. So I became a liar. I've been underrated, overestimated. I made it really hard for you, hard for you to love me. But there's so many things we could do, and all we need is escaping, escaping.
Now 10 to 10, Wednesday the 21st of February, 2024. It's Crow's Nest. I'm your host, Aaron Crowley, for those who care.
No one cares.
My host, James, across from me, if anyone cares.
Everyone cares.
I knew that was coming. I got the lineup for Battle of the Bands this week and next week. Heat 1. Wednesday, February 21st, this evening at 8 p.m. doors, I believe. I have no idea if doors are at 8 p.m. I have completely pulled that out of nowhere. So hopefully I'm correct. The first band on is Inside Streetlight, then it's MDR, then The Hold, and then Smithereens. So definitely worth going out to if you're free. The next week, Heat 2 on Thursday, February 29th, I think doors are at 8 as well. Yet again, completely making this up.
No, it's confirmed.
First band on is Trainwreck, then it's Aftershock, then it's Blonde, which is me and the boys, and then it's so Telebox. So, pretty gnarly, man, pretty gnarly.
Gnarly, dude.
James, you have anything to end on before we whist away in a fine breeze upon the trees of the nest, flying nest to nest, tree to tree,
with the green leaves
and the brown bark, barking dead in the night. The glimmer of purple morning.
I would like you to be quiet now, to be honest. That's one thing.
It shimmers beyond those
who care. That would be fantastic.
Mother Nature has destroyed those who don't ever believe.
Okay, guys, so I'm going to leave now.
All right, that's it. That's Crow's Nest. That's Crow's Nest, semester 2, season 2, episode 6.
Six? Oh, yeah. It's week 6. It's week 6.
Oh, it's week six. That's what I mean, man. Time's flying. We're halfway through. Nearly halfway through the semester, essentially.
Essentially.
This next tune is a tune, and it's a tune, and you have to guess if the tune is by me adding it or James adding it. You can tell that the monster's kicked into my veins. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling fresh. Here to make your Wednesday morning a little less dull.
Isn't a shot.
A little brighter. James, can you please say, here to make your Wednesday a little brighter.
Here to make your Wednesday a lot brighter.
Thank you. Oh, no, nice. A lot. This is Anshu Waz by Talking Heads. I've been Aaron Crowley.
That's my song.
That's been James. And this has been Crow's Nest.
Okay, bye.
DJ Crow.